Okay, good evening. Welcome to Thursday night shiur for Shabbos Parshas Emor, which we'll read this coming Shabbos. For the last, I don't know how many years, we've always devoted the shiur, the week of Parshas Emor, to a topic related to Sfiras HaOmer, because, of course, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is found in Parshas Emor, and because, of course, we're in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer period now. Tonight's actually Lag BaOmer, so we'll talk, as is our practice, about something relating to Sfiras HaOmer, specifically the question entitled this year, can one fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer by hearing someone else count? So our point of departure, the two psukim that appear here in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perakov Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav and Tezayin, Pasuk Tezvav, that's those are the psukim that tell us that there is such a mitzvah called Sfiras HaOmer. Sfartam Lachem Imochas HaShabbos, you have to begin counting on the day after. It doesn't mean Shabbos Saturday, it means the first day of Pesach, the day after the first day of Pesach. The Yom HaViyachem is Omer HaTenufa, when you bring the Omer Korban, count Sheva Shabbos HaTzmimus Tiana, 7 complete weeks. Pasuk Tezayin, Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShriyas, Tisbruch HaMishim Yom, until the end of the 7th week, for 50th, the 50th day, and then you bring a different carbon, okay? And that's, of course, the basic mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, as it appears in the Chumash. Rabbeinu Bachya notes, the phrase is, Usfartem Lochem, the first two words in Rabbeinu Bachya there, and that pasuk says, in our parsha, Usfartem Lochem, he draws a connection, Kmo Ulekachtem Lochem. We have a little bit later in the parsha, printed down in Sur 6, in our same sedur, in Emor, Parkov Gimel, goes through all the Yomim Tovim. So a few psukim later in Pasuk Mem, it says regarding Sukkis, you can look at it in 6, Ulekachtem Lochem Amrishon, right on the first day of Sukkis, you have to take Priya Toda, that's an Esra, Kapos Tmarim, it's a Lulav, Anafetz Avos is Hadassim, Arbe Nochla Zaravos, and you have to rejoice in front of Hashem, and so on. So the back in source 2, Rabbeinu Bachya suggests that there's a parallel. It says, Usfartem Lochem, Ulekachtem Lochem, and what it means is, Shetehei Sfira Ulekicha Lechol Echad Ve'echad. That's going to be the key phrase that we'll look at this evening. Ben Abiyach says, means Sfira Ulekicha Lechol Echad Ve'echad. The word Lochem, Usfartem Lochem, by Sfiras HaOmer, Lekachtem Lochem, by Lulav and Esrog, has to be lachem, each and every individual, lachol echad ve'echad, sheyim lebefiv, regarding Sfiras HaOmer, to count verbally, v'yazkir, and mention it. You have to make verbal mention of it. Kekabolas rachavasin ha'zimon l'vacha, as I'll understand, the Gemara, Menachas Samech Hayemet Beis. So let's take a look at that Gemara. Source 3, Menachas Samech Hayemet Beis. That's where most of the inyanim of Sfiras HaOmer are found. That's because the carbon omer, which kicks up the Sfiras HaOmer, is a carbon mincha. It's a mincha offering, a flour offering. It's from the new barley crop of the year, and Omer is worth the barley is brought. That's why it's called the carbon Omer. That's on the second day of Pesach, so that's when we start counting. So that's why in the Masechta about Menachas, about mincha offering, is where the carbon comes up, so it talks about Sfiras HaOmer too. So the Gemara says again on Samachayim and Beis, exactly as the Ben Abachi quoted it, Tanur Rabbanan, Usfartem Lochem Shetei Sefira Lechol Echad Ve'echad, each individual, everybody, has to count Sfiras HaOmer. That's how the Gemara explains, and Rashi explains it there. In Menachas Samachayim Beis, so it's for Lechol Echad Ve'echad, Shekol Echad Chayav Lispor, everybody has to count, every individual has to count, okay? Now, the link that the Ben Abachya quoted between the Sfartem Lachem and Lekachtem Lachem is also discussed in Tosis in Sukkah. In the beginning of the third paragraph, Chof Tesma Beis in Sukkah, source 5, Tosis de Maskal Bina and Hodav Aleko, Urei Shluv Arava, it's the fourth paragraph of Sukkah, Darshina Namim, Idiksiva Lekachtem, Loshon Rabim, since it says Lekachtem by Lulav and Esrog, Shetei Lekicha Lechol Echad Ve'echad, every individual Jew has to do this mitzvah himself, Midalok Siva Lekachto, Loshon Yochid. Since it doesn't say Lekachto, Lekachtem is plural. So it means you and you and you and you, everybody, every individual, everybody. That's why it's in the plural. If it would have said Velokachto, I might have thought only one person or some people will see what it means shortly. Kihechid Rashir Paragraph Shmuel, Sir Lechalechad Ve'echad Mechsiv Asartem. Tosu there in Sukkah draws the connection and says, just like it says Velokachtem Lochem by Lulav, and that means every individual has to take the Lulav himself, not one person, because it's in the plural. Just like Usartem Lochem means in the plural, every single individual has to do it. And there you have the Pasuk Lekachtem Lochem. The Gemara in Sukkah appears in at least two places. I printed in source 7-8, Sukkah Mem Aleph Medbeis, the Tanur Rabbanu Lekachtem Shetei Lekicha Biyad Kol Echad Ve'echad, and Sukkah Mem Gimel and Aleph, the Tanya Lekachtem Shetei Lekicha Biyad Kol Echad Ve'echad. So the Rosh in Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Simen Gimel, 9, Vishili Pirkin, at the end of this Perek, Lulagozel, Nem Aleph and Beis, we just saw in source 7, Uvaresh Lulav Arava, and then the beginning of the parak called Lulav Arava, that's the fourth parak, that's source 8, Nem Gimel Aleph, Darshina Nami, Midiksivu Lekachtem Loshon Rabim, Shte Lekicha Lechol Echad Ve'echad, Midilo Ksivu Lekachta Loshon Yochid. That's just like Tosin says, that's what the Rosh says too. Kecha Darshina Parak Rabbi Yishmael, that's the parak in Menachas, we had back in source 3, Shesvir Lechol Echad Ve'echad, Midiksiv Usfartem, okay? Now it's interesting because the Rosh in Psachim, Parag Yud Simon Mem, source number 10, takes it a step further. He notes that it's not just Tam that it says Usfartem Lachem, because as opposed to Visafarto Lecha in the singular. Because the Rosh points out in Psachim Parag Yud Simon Mem 10, okay, quotes that Gemara in Menachas Samachin based, the Tanur Rabbanon Sfartem Lachem Shet Yisvil Echad, meaning Perish Midalok Siv Visafarto Lecha, Kidik Siv Gavish Shmita. Guess what? There is a counting that's mentioned in the Torah where it does print it in the singular. Next week's schedule, in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, keeping track of the Shemitah cycle, seven Shemitahs till the Yovah, very similar, just like 7 weeks to for Shavuos, right? 7 days, and then each week in 7 weeks. So too, seven Shemitahs, then you have 7 years, right? Then you have a Shemitah in the seventh year, and seven cycles, then you have the Yovah year. So it's very similar. Again, that's the beginning of next week's schedule, Parshas Bahar. So there, the Torah actually formulates it for Safar Tal Lecha in the singular. And says the Rosh, Behasam Asir Bebezdin. There's no mitzvah on every individual to count every year. This is the first year of the Shemitah cycle. This is the second year of the Shemitah cycle. That was the job only of the Bezdin. Because it doesn't say Usartem Lochem in the plural, implying each and every individual, you and you and you and you and you. No. Usafarto Lecha. The singular mitzvah. It's performed by the Bezdin as the representatives of Klal Yisrael. That's when it comes to Shemitah. And the Torah Rosh adds, Shahu Mevorchen Meknisas Hashana. They would actually count at the beginning of the year. They would actually make a bracha and count. Who? Not every individual, just Bezin. Avol Usartem Lachem, Mashmas Yilcha Lecha Be'echad. Yeah. Question, yeah. You're mute, I can't hear, I'm sorry. So, yeah.
It says, Ve'kam Tave Alit El Makom.
Okay.
That's also Yahid.
Right, so many times.
It's what that everybody does.
All right, so there is a number that you have to know that a number of times, it's a good question, a number of times the Torah presents things in the singular, another times it presents in the plural. And when it's singular, that's a question whether what we're saying here is in the singular may not be an individual mitzvah, an individual mitzvah. And then you have to figure out what about those times when it is an individual mitzvah. So it's a good kasha. But as far as the safar, and the answer is it's different in different times. But here they have a specific Joshua's Chazal that says the safar tolecha, it's a job of Bezdin.
Every mitzvah is alone for everybody also.
And we're all doing it together. But here they make a chilek. Here the Rosh makes a chilek that the mitzvah is safar talacha by Shemitah and Yovel. We never found that every individual Jew has to do it. It's just the job of Bezdin to do it. The Rashbon is chidushim to Menachas. Notice that it says in 11 miyuchas lo, means these chidushim are attributed to the Rashbon, but the later scholars have figured out it wasn't the Rashbon, somebody else. We don't know exactly who. It was chidush Rashbon miyuchas lo, right? They thought it was the Rashbon. It's not. But whoever it is, on that Menachas Samachem Beis, also. He says v'kasha mashma l'chol echad adrav sfartem lochem loshon rabim mashu the rabim as you could say it just the other way around. You could say when it's in the plural, it means the collective you, right? Not every individual, but the group, right? As a group, I mentioned many times in the past in English, American English, we talk about a crowd. You can have 50,000 people, you know, at a ball game, and they say the crowd is having a great time. The crowd is in the single. It's one group. I think in British English in London, they say the crowd are having a great time. Both make sense. So that's the one. So the Rashbo writes, Sartem, why does it mean? Maybe it's Lashon Rabim. It's the whole Tzibur, or to the Bez and the half of the Tzibur. So he says, no, because Enichanami would have said it's Sartem, extra word Lachem. So that's the Rashbo says, or this whoever wrote this Chidushim says that it's not from the word of Sfartem. That wouldn't be enough. It's from the word of Sfartem, Lochem. Okay, Lochem, and you have an extra word.
Wait, Havist, is the same person who is required Usfartem necessarily the person that was the bringer of the Omer Tnufa?
No. The Sfartem is, that's they're trying to say, the Sfartem is everybody.
It's miyom habyachem. The pasuk itself.
The pasuk is just saying on that day is when it starts. Miyom habyachem, the day that it was brought.
So you think it's you have to you're you're forced to say that there are two different people being spoken about there.
Yeah, Usfartim Lachem Miyom, because they're just giving you a marker. What day do you begin? The day when you bring the carbon. I don't think it's connected other than that.
Two different use.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for our purposes, yeah. Okay. Now, what does it say about, let's take a look in source 12, because that's the Pasuk next week's Sedrin Bahar. Perkof Hei of Ayikru Pasuches. Take a look. V'safar Tolecho. Sheva Shab So Shalom. Sheva Shalom Shetake. It says V'safar Tolecho. And Sheva Shab So Shalom. Teisha Rabbi Mishana. Count up to 49 years. And the next Pasuk, it says, V'havar to shofar chua b'chodesh Shri, you sound a special shofar on Esol l'chodesh Yom Kippur, and v'kidash to Mishnah Sechamishim, Shana, you make holy the 50th, very parallel, the clear parallel to Siris HaOmer, okay? But as the Sifra, the Torah's Chonim, there in Parsha Bahar, Parsha Beis, Yen and Perak Aleph, Os Aleph 13, v'safar to l'cha, b'bezdin. It's not every individual, it's just a job of Bezdin. Okay, now, did Bezdin actually have to verbalize it? Did they make a bracha? So that's a discussion, I'll digress a few minutes, go through this quickly, but the Tosis in Menachas, and not Taf, in Samachem and Beis, the Masul Sartem, Tosis says in 14, Gabi Yovel, Ksivas Aratalacha, Da Bezin Kamalu, Rachmanim. Veshema Bezin Sofer Umevarchim, Kimo Shon Umevarchim, Osiris Omer. It's a possibility, says Tosis, that they would actually count with a bracha, just like we do by Osiris Omer. Tosis there isn't sure. There is a Tosis in Ksubas, however, in 15, Daf Ayin Beis, Amin Alaf, Dir Masul Sofer Lola Atzma, the Ein Mevarchim Ela Bi Yovel. Again, he's talking about in contrast to a woman counting Shivanakim, where it could possibly be undone if she bleeds again. So then you don't make a bracha. She doesn't make a bracha when she counts the Shivanakim. That's the context there. But Ein Mevarchin, look at what he says. Ein Mevarchin, Ela B'Yovel. Sounds like Shemevarchin, Bezin B'chol Shana. So Tosas and Menachas wasn't sure. It said Shema, maybe. But the Tosas and Ksubis said, no, they did. Okay, it could be different by the Tosas. But I'm just saying that they're pretty clear. The Ramban, in his commentary in our said, you hear in Emor, in 16, not so sure. Perkhov Gimel Pasuk Tesvav Tezayim. Okay, right. First, he says, Usartim Lachem, Kema Ulakachtem Lachem, like we said before by Lulu. Shetei Sir Lachal Echel Bechad. You have to verbalize it and so on, as opposed to the Safar Talacha. Okay, take a look at the end of the second line. That's Bebezin. It says the Rabban, V'lo Yodati, Im Lo Mashu Bezin, Agar Chavon Lispor Shana Meshuas Barosh Kol Shana Ulvarchal. I'm not sure. Did the Bezin have to actually verbalize and say this in this number of years and this number of years of the Shemitah? It's the fourth year of the fifth Shemitah cycle, whatever. Okay, Ulvarchal Em Kimoshe Nasu B'Siris Omer. Olomar, no, it doesn't mean literally the Safar to accept the count. Rather, she is Zaru Bezin Biminyan Vikachu Shas Amajim. It doesn't mean you have to keep track. You have to keep track. You have to know when the oval is. They had to maintain a record. They had to keep track of what we're up to, but not to actually verbalize. So the Rabban isn't sure. It's interesting. Some want to learn the Rabban later changed his mind and said, no, they do have to count. Rabban later in Parshas Behar, next week, said in Parakobay Pasuk Test, Biyom HaKippurim 17, so it says that they blew the shofar all over the place in Eretz Yisrael, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur of the Oval Year. And that's not my issue now, but at the end of 17, it says, Ein HaTekia BeBezin Bavad Kimo HaSira. The Tekias was not limited to Bezin like the Sira was. Sounds like they actually counted. Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, Igros Moshe Erdei Chele Gimel, Simen Nun Hei, and Anav Gimel 18, suggests that the Ramban must have changed his mind, because the truth is, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam in 19, the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Kuf Mem, again, is next week's schedule. The Mitzvah Kuf Mem is Shetzivonu Limnos Hashonim Sheva Sheva and Shas HaYovel, right, count 7 till the Yovel, good, okay. This is a mitzvah which is the responsibility of Bezdin. Klomar Sanhedrin Gadol, right? The main Sanhedrin. Haim Sheyimnu Shana Shana. They counted. And he says specifically, Kemo Sheyimna Kol Ish Rishmenu Yimea Omer. Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs makes a direct corollary, a direct connection. He says the Bezdin would have to count the Sphere of the Yot to the Oval the same way we count Sphere of Omer. So the Rambam is clear about it. Moshe Feinstein notes that the Ramban wrote a commentary on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah. He disagrees with many things that the Rambam says. Here he doesn't disagree. Why not? In his commentary in the Chumash, in our parsha in 16, Ramban said he wasn't sure. So how come he didn't pipe up over here in the Sefer Mitzvahs and say, listen, you know, it's not so clear that they had to count? Okay, so that's what he thinks. Maybe the Ramban, that's what Moshe Feinstein writes. Maybe the Ramban, you know, at the end, he gave in to the Rambam. Okay, whatever. But bottom line, the Rambam holds that there's such a mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch as well. In Mitzvah Shin Lamed in 20, Mitzvah Sir Sheva Shab So Shonim, Limnos HaShonim Sheva Sheva Shonim Ad Shasa Yovel, etc., etc. And he writes also, quotes the Psukim, Vizos HaMitzvah on the second line, of 20. Kolomar zos hasira shel shnei shmita shnas hayovel hinim seres lebezin hagadol. This is given over to the bezin hagadol. Kolomar Sanhedrin v'chein hi amitzus you monin shana shana v'shavua shavua shoshanim every year. This is the third year of the fourth cycle, which is whatever it is. Just like it's Omer Kamo shanim haomer, and then a mekadosh your 50th year. So it happens to be the opinion of these rishonim. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel Perek Yud Halacha Aleph 21. The Rama writes Mitzvah Esei Lispor Sheva Shonim Lekadosh Shnas Hachamishim and so on. Shenemar Sfarat Lachah Sheva Shonim Kidash Shnas Hachamishim Ushtei Mitzvah Elo Mesurin Lebez Hanagal Bavad. This mitzvah of counting and also of sanctifying the 50th year, that's the mitzvah of Bezin. It's interesting here. He just says you count the Shmita years, and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs he writes you have to count each year. Like, and we serious home, we say today's the 23rd day, whatever it is. I mean, which is 3 weeks and 2 days. Right? The Rambam doesn't imply that way here in 21. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he does imply that way. Okay, side point. Anyway, the Mishnah Lamelech, there in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph 22, says, Mitzvah says that it's for Sheva Shana. He says, well, how you mevarchin al sirasam? And they would make a bracha. I don't know what the text of the bracha was exactly, but they would make a bracha. That's what he says. All right? And, but not everybody agrees with that. I don't know the nusach. I don't know what the nusach was. But they would make a bracha. Al siras tayovel. I don't know. The Ran on the Rif and Psachim Chav Zanim Beis in the page of the Rif and Psachim 23. He says Mechayv and Limne Yom Yeshua. We count the days and the weeks and so on. Of course, B'Menachos it says Usfartem Lachem Chol Echad Gamri Rabbanim Dahai Usfartem Minyan Mamish. The tradition of the Chachamim is that this Usfartem by Siras HaOmer is minyan mamish, actually counting. Masha ain kain bishar stulos haksubis b'Torah, not other counts in the Torah. So apparently he held other counts, such as Yovel, did not require an actual verbal counting. So that's the Ran. The Ran disagrees. Okay, the Chizkuni also in Parshat Bahar, Parakafei Posuches 24, the Safar, he says, the reason why there's a difference in Siras HaOmer and counting for the Yovel year, he says, because here, Sira is only mentioned once by the Yovel, the Safar Tilecha. But by the Omer, it's actually mentioned twice. It's in our Sedge of Parshas Emor, but take a look at Source 25 in Parshas Re'ei, Dwarim Perek Tezai, and Pasik Tes. It also says in it's the Siras HaOmer, Shiva Shavos Tisparla. Okay, so it says the Chizkuni, because it's mentioned twice, so it means it's not just a mitzvah on Bezin alone, but a mitzvah on every individual. That's what he says. And he notes that the Sifrei in Dvarim, Piska Kuf Lamed Vav, 26, says, Shiva Shos Tisbalach, but Bezdin, Monin Chol Echad Rechad. Okay, I'm sorry, Bezdin, Minin Chol Echad Rechad. And there's two things, it's Bezdin and Minin Chol Echad Rechad. Okay, now, just as an interesting point, the Rav Yucham Fischel Perlo, who wrote an extensive comment on the Sefer Mitzvahs, where Rabbi Sajigon, Essen Nun Aleph, quotes this Chizkuni. He says the Chizkuni is very strange. Where did he get that from? That it's from two different psukim, one in our Sedra, one in Re'ei. He would have just had the one in our Sedra, would have just on Bezin. He writes, I don't understand what he's talking about. Okay, he says towards the end of the second line, Ulechora ain't dvar muvonim. What he means is that when it comes to Shemitah, it's only in Bezin. Okay, it's only a mitzvah in Bezin. And that's why there's no bracha. But by Omer, since it's two, he says that's what it means that there's a bracha. Okay, and that's his suggestion. Okay, and he says that he concludes that according to Chizkuni by Yovel, there's no actual mitzvah lispor bepet to verbalize the count, just have to keep track. Okay, and he said, and that's why the Rav Sajigon and Husefer is commenting, and the Baal Ach Zudolos don't count the mitzvah of Shemitah Yovel as the minyan essen. Okay, fine. But let's get back to our issue. Whatever the practice was for, but my point is we see a distinction between the counting of the Yovel and the counting of Siras HaOmer, at least in terms of who the mitzvah is incumbent upon. There may also be a distinction of whether you have to actually count or actually make a bracha, even if you do have to actually count. Okay, that those are details and interesting to ponder, more for next week's schedule. But getting back to our issue, so the Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Tmidim Sofen, Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Dalet 28, the Rambam Paskins, Mitzvah Zu Al Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael, V'Chol Mokum V'Chol Zman, every individual Jew, wherever you are, whatever time, you know, whatever generation you're in, has to count. Okay, women are exempt from the time, different point, but you have to count, and the Shulchan Aruch as well. Aruchayim Simen Tov Pei Tes, at the very end of Hilchos Pesach, that's where the Mitzvah Siris Omer is found. Sif Aleph of Simen Tov Pei Tes, U'Mitzvah Al Kol Echad Lispor La'atzma. So now, with this background, we come to a question. The question I asked in the title of the shiur. Namely, can one fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer by hearing someone else count? Do you have to do it yourself, or can you do it through somebody else? Why would you have to do it yourself? Well, we just saw. That's what the Gemara says. Every individual has to do it. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we just read in number 29. Everybody's got to count. So now the question is, what does that mean? Everybody's got to count. And there's two ways to learn that. One way, in other words, everybody has got to count as opposed to what? As opposed to what? So one could say, based on the source we just saw, as opposed to just Beis Din has to count. That's one way to learn it. Everybody has to count. Meaning it's a mitzvah incumbent upon every Jewish adult, as opposed to being a mitzvah incumbent only upon the Beis Din. That's one way to look at it. Or you could say, everybody's got to count as opposed to being Yotzei through someone else's count. That's also a possibility. Now, we know there's a principle called Shomea Ka'onen. Shomea Ka'onen means when you hear somebody recite something, it's as if you said it. That's a principle in Kala Torah Kula. Okay, for example, Kiddush on Friday night. Everybody, every adult, male and female, over the age of Bar Mitzvah, is obligated to recite Kiddush, okay, on Friday night. We don't all do it. In most homes, one person says Kiddush, and everybody else listens, answers Amen is Yotzei. How can it be? I didn't say Kiddush. I heard someone else. The answer is Shomea Ka'onen. Everybody's obligated to read the Megillah on Purim. We don't all read the Megillah, right? One person says the Baruch of the Megillah, we all listen. That's called Shomea Ka'onen, right? And that's a principle in Kol HaTorah Kula. So the question is, does the principle of Shomea Ka'onen work here by Sfiras HaOmer? On the one hand, well, why not? It works everywhere else. On the other hand, we could say, no, this is different because of this special limud of Usfartim Lachem, Shatei Sri L'chol Echad Ve'echad. Let's just look quickly. Well, how do we know that there's such a concept altogether called Shomea Ka'onen? So that's the Gemara in Sukkah on Lamed Chesman Bey. Starts with Lamed Chesman of Amar Rava, based on a pasuk at the end of Hallel. Okay, Tilim Parakuf Yud Ches Pasuk Chavav, source 30. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem Berach Nuchem Beis Hashem. That's a full pasuk in the end, towards the end of Hallel. We all know. So the Gemara says Lamed Chesman of Amar Rava going over Lamed Chesman Bey. Hilchasa Giverta Ika LeMishma Mimin Haga DeHalila. We can learn several halachas from what is the prevalent minig with regards to halal. That's what Rashi says at 32. Halachas, those important halachas, we can learn from the custom of halal. Says Rashi, from what we see is the practice with regards to halal. Now, what the Gemara goes on to discuss is not exactly the same practice we have. Okay, some things are the same, some things are not. So that's the question? I'm sorry. Oh, they had the practice, says the Gemara. Okay, Gemara continues, 31. Who Omer Baruch Haba Vehein Omer B'Shem Hashem? When their practice was that when just the Chazan would say the words Baruch Haba, and then the Tzibur would say B'Shem Hashem, and it would go back and forth. It would be like responsive. Wait a minute. That meant I didn't say the whole pasuk. I only said, the Chazan said the word Baruch Haba, and we only answered the Tzibur, B'Shem Hashem. So I never said the whole pasuk. How does that work? So the Gemara says, Mikan, the Shomer Kona. I heard the Chazan say it. It's as if I said it. And that's how they do it. So that's a principle that we learned from that minig. We don't have that minig today, but in those days they didn't have such a custom by halal. So from there we learned Shomer Kona. And then the Gemara goes on and brings another raya. Itmar Nami, Omer B'Shem Pazim, B'Shem Levi, B'Shem Bar Kapora, Minayin L'Shomer Kona. How do we know Shomer Kona works? The pasuk in Melachim Beis. Melachim Beis, Perkov Beis, tells a story. We read the part of the story as the Haftarah on the second day of Pesach. We read as the Haftarah, so that when they found the copy of the Sefer Torah in the days of Yoshio HaMelech, after a very dark period when the Torah was kind of like hidden and taken away from the Jewish people by Jewish kings. But anyway, they discovered the Sefer Torah, they read it before the king. So it says in Malachim Beis, Parakov Beis, Pasuk 33. Vayaged Shofon HaSofer LaMelech Lemor, Sefer HaNoson L'Chilki HaKoin, Vayikra'eu Shofon HaFnei HaMelech. This fellow Shofon, who was a scribe of King Yoshio, of Yoshio HaMelech, he read the Pesukim before the king. Okay, very nice. That's in Pasuk Yud. Malachim Beis, Parakov Beis. And Pasuk Tezayin, 33, Kol Hashem, and Hashem talked to it, and it referred to the Sefer as Kol Dira Sefer Shekora Melech Yehuda, referring to the Psukim or the part of the Torah that was read by the King of Yehuda. Yeah, but the King of Yehuda, that's Yoshio, he didn't read it. Shofan read it, we saw in Pasuk Yud. So the Radak points it out, right? The Radak says, I'll be Pasuk Pshat, it means not that he read it, but he told them to read it. Siva, the Karim. But he said, the Chazal, say, with the Chazal, Asher Karim Melech Yudah, Chi Melech Yudah Karim, Alo Shafon Karim, Elamikan, Leshomeya Ka'ona. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Chasim Beis, the end of 31. You see that even though Melech Yoshio, the king, didn't read it himself, it's as if he read it because he heard it. So that's the source of the concept of Shomeya Ka'ona. And we apply Shomeya Ka'ona throughout Halacha. So, for example, the Rambam, Brachas, Hilchos Brachas, Parak Alav Alach Yalav, 35. Kol HaShomeya Bracha Min HaBrachas, Mitzchlas HaTzofa, Nizkavan Lotzik, Menechavaz, or Yotzo. Anyone who hears an entire Bracha, you can be Yotze with that Bracha if you heard it in its entirety. And he writes, even if you didn't answer Amen. Then he goes, I'm supposed to answer Amen, good. But even if you didn't answer Amen, you can be Yotze the Bracha. You didn't make a Bracha. We do that on Shabbos, right? For example, we sit down to have challah. One person makes hamotzi. Now, what do you mean? How come I don't have to make hamotzi? You have 10 people at the table. Okay, only the head of the household, whoever, makes hamotzi. And I can eat. I didn't make hamotzi. I can eat the bread. The answer is, I heard the bracha. It's hamotzi. That's what the Rambam says. That's Shomei Kona. Okay? In the Shulchan Aruch, in a number of places. It's Hilchos Trilin. It's Aruch Chaim, Simcha Chof, Hei Siv Yud. 36. What if a person talked when you're not supposed to talk in between putting on your Shol Yad and your Shol Rosh? We know that. So what if a person did? Okay, so he doesn't have to make the bracha again. But what if he's in the middle of putting out tefillin and suddenly they get up to kedusha? Sure, you didn't realize you put it, or they get up to kaddish. Yehesh me rabba. What do I do now? I put on my shayara. What do I do now? So says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yafsik, you cannot interrupt and answer. Ela shosek, be quiet, listen, and have come on. You'll say that way. I won't say the words yehesh me rabba or kaddish kaddish kaddish. I'll just listen, and it's as if I said it. Similarly. Later on, in Hilchos Tefillah, Arachayim Sim Kuf Dalad, Siv Zayin. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You stand along Shemoneh Esrei. They started the Chazoros HaShatz. Okay, and they get up to Kedusha before you finish. So what do you do now? You can't talk. It's the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So says Shulchan Aruch, Eino Posek, Lo LeKadosh, Lo LeKedusha, Ela Yishtok, just be quiet. V'chaven L'mash Omer Shatz, V'hei Kona, listen to the Chazin. And it's as if you said it. Beautiful, Shomei Kona. Later on, Hilchos Tefillah, Arachayim Sim Kuf Tes Siv Gimel. 38, Yachram Ratila Vichashigia, Lemokim Kedusha, Havatsibar Omer, or Havatsibar Omer Kedusha, the Sidra, even the Kedusha of Valetzion, you can't answer Kadosh, okay? And rather, the Yotze, as it says at the end, the Shomea Kaone. And it's not just in the realm of davening, if we look in 39, it's in the realm of all brachas. There's a Hilchos Brachas HaParis, or Chaim Sim Reishu Gimel Sif Beis, 39. Ein HaMavarach Motze Achem Elim Kein Yocha Vishtem. Okay, that's the rule. I can't be motza you on a bracha unless I'm also eating. If I'm having an apple also and you're also having an apple, I consider bar praise and you're yotze by listening. Or for Fra Shabbos, I'm having challah, so you're also going to have challah, so I consider bracha for you. Otherwise, but if you are, then you yotze b'shmiyosim because of Shomei Ka'onim. So we see that this principle of Shomei Ka'onim, which the Gemara learns in Sukkah, Laflam, and Chesem, and Beis, is a concept that we have in Kol HaTor Kula throughout Halacha. And therefore, the question is, will it work for Siris HaOmer also? So I would say right now, well, why in the world not? Of course it works. What's the problem? So some say it doesn't. The Sefer HaAguda, one of the Rishonim, in Menachas, on that sugya, on Samech Hamed Beis, 40, says it's Oslam Beis, 40, Tanur Abanur Sartim Lachem, Shetehei Sira Lachol Echad Vechad, that special drasha that every person has to count, Velo Shliach Tzibur, Bishvil Kulon, not through a chazin for everybody. It doesn't work by Sfiras Omer. Why? Because we have a special drasha. Usartem lochem, shetei Sfir lochem, echad ve'echad. That's what he says. By Yovel, that's Safartem lochem, that's Bezdin, that's something different. But according to the Sefer Aguda, guess what? Sfiras Omer, Shomei Kona, doesn't work. You cannot be Yotze by hearing someone else say it. Why? Special drasha says shetei Sfir lochem, echad ve'echad. And he's not a Das Yochid. The next few sources, the Rabban, okay, the Ritva, the Ran, next four sources are all dealing with the following situation. There's a Gemara in Psachim and Daf Zayin, line of Zayin. Basically, the Gemara discusses an interesting question. When it comes to brachas and mitzvahs, brachas and mitzvahs, you pay attention, you know that there are two different forms of the verb in the bracha, in different brachas. Sometimes it's li, right? There's the lamed, and then you have the verb. So, lishmoa kol shofar. Lehadlik ner shel Shabbos, leshev basuk. Right. Other times it's more passive. Al, on. Right. Al letilas lulav. Al achilas matzah. Al achilas mor. Right. So sometimes the bracha is with the le form, and sometimes with the al form. So many Rishonim try to figure out what's the pattern. And to be honest, none of the answers are great. Whatever pattern you come up with, there seem to be exceptions. They have to give terutzim and so on. And that's one of the cases here. So one of the suggests the Chiddush Ramban, and that Sugi Psachim is a fascinating Sugi by itself. Okay, in source 41. Zayin Amad Aleph from Psachim. Vani Omer, he suggests, Shekol mitzvah she'adam yotzeh lechatchila de acher, every mitzvah which you can be yotzeh lechatchila through somebody else, we say al. And the reason it comes up from Sachem is because the bracha that we say on searching for the chametz, when we start the night before Pesach, right? Al bir chametz, when we begin the bedika. Al bir chametz. You can be yotzeh the bedika through somebody else. Right? You don't have to, the bedika has to be done. You can be yotzeh, so therefore it's al. However, he continues, avo mitzvah she'ief sh'alas l'edei shliach, can go tefillin, v'tzitzis, yeshiva sukkah. Can't do that for somebody else. You can't tell someone, I'm eating indoors, say, you go to the sukkah, have me in mind. Can't do that. You can't be yotzeh through somebody else. Okay, there it's al. The lamed there it's with the lamed. It's lit. Leisha basukla. Lisate b'tzitzis. Okay, now. Okay, again, you can probably come up with a million kashas right now. One of the kashas the Ramban asks is, wait a minute, what about Sirus Omer? There we say al Sirus Omer. Now, the mere fact that the Ramban asked that kasha, remember his rule. His rule is a mitzvah that you can be yotzei through somebody else, it's al. So he asked that kasha. But what about Sirus Omer? And the fact that he asked that kasha means what? Then he owed Sirus Omer, you can't be yotzei through somebody else. Otherwise, we're not kasha. Otherwise, I would answer, what do you mean? Perfect. Al Sirus Omer, you can be yotzei through somebody else. That's why it's al. But the Ramban doesn't say that. He asked that as a kasha. Why do we say al Sirus Omer, implying that he holds like that are good, that you cannot do it through somebody else?
Al Achilat Matzah, it doesn't work.
Yes, so again, you have to figure out. So again, I told you, you can come up with 100 kashas, every one of these things. But, and the Ramban says, you have to look at the Ramban if you want to see it. But the Rishonim said, they deal with all these questions. So he gives a teretz by Sirus, he gives you a teretz by Sirus Omer. He says, well, it's because we're counting from the Korban Omer, it's al Sirus Omer. That's the teretz he gives. Okay? The Chidush HaRitva, I mean, it's not the greatest teretz in my opinion, but okay. Ramban says, the Ritva, and his Chidush Mitzachim Zamed Aleph, the Ramban Hilchos HaFor, it's the same thing. Masha Koshel of Ishitazu is Sirus Omer, it's Al, even though he writes, the Afal P, Shuchov al Koyachim Yachid. Ritva Karf, you know, says it even more clearly. He says, even though Sirus Omer is a Chova on each individual, we still say Al, why? And he says, well, some suggest a different teretz because there's no real mice, you don't do anything, it's just verbal, there's no action. But he says at the end, Adai in Tzricha Talmud, we still have to investigate this further, says the Ritva. The Ran, on the Rift from Sacham and Gimel Bays in the page of the Rift, Kashalehu, 43, he says the same principle. He says, if it's a mitzvah you could do through somebody else, it's Al. If you could do it, can't do it with somebody else, it's Lit. Okay? And on Daftalam and Aleph in 44, he says, but what about Ikele Medak, Mashon Rach on Sirus Omer? She'i Efshar Liskayim Aide Acher. So all of these Rishonim seem to be of the opinion that Sirus HaOmer, in fact, you cannot do through somebody else. Don't talk to me, Shomei Kona. It doesn't apply here because it is Rosh. So it's not just that Aguda is saying it, but the mere fact that Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, they all hold that Sirus HaOmer, it doesn't seem to fit the pattern because they all seem to want to say that Al is a text used when you're not being, when you cannot be Yotzi, it's a text used when you can be Yotzi to somebody else, and there's a problem with Sirus HaOmer. What do you mean? What's the problem? Evidently, they hold that Sirus HaOmer cannot be done through somebody else. So that's a whole group of Rishonim. On the other hand, there are those who disagree. The Ritz Gaius, the Ritz Ibn Gaius, one of the early Rishonim, the time of the Rashi, the Ritz Gaius in his Hilchos Chodesh Sirus HaOmer 45, tells that on Motzei Shabbos, right, after Marib, after Shema, we say Vinom and Kedusha the Siddur, right? Saturday nights, we say Vinom about the Kodesh. Okay, so they did that back then too. And he said people were sitting down because they finished the Shema Esrei. Nogu Rishonim, he writes, Levarach Shliach Tzibur Me'umad, V'chol HaKal Onim Amen B'chavona Shalo HaTriach HaTzibur LaTzibur. Sirus HaOmer has to be recited standing. That's a discussion for a different time. You have to stand when you say Sirus HaOmer. That's the deal. Okay, so all the people were sitting already. So says the Ritzkayas, they didn't want Matriach to stand back up. I don't know why it's such a big deal. They didn't want to be Matriach to stand. So therefore, just the Chazan said the Brocha. So the Ritzkayas apparently is of the opinion that you can be Yotzei through somebody like that. That was a practice. At least on Saturday night, that was a practice. The Chazan said it. Everyone else listened. They remained seated. And they listened. They were Yotzei. So obviously you can do it through somebody else. Yochas Chaim, Chelek out of Hilchus Rishon, Os Dalit 46, quote that from Haigon. Kosser of Haigon. So the same thing, Mamotzi Shabbos and so on, that the Chazan said it for everybody. Now at the end, he said, Miu b'chol ha'aretzos ha'ele, where I live around here, Nogu lamod kol ha'kav rochem me'umad. Everybody did it for themselves. Okay, but at least there was a practice going around. Certainly see some Rishonim say that no, you can be yotzei to somebody else. What's the problem? It's serious. It's shomer kaona. All right. What about the drusha of the svartem lochem shetehei sir lachol echad ve'echad? No, that's not to exclude being able to do it through somebody else. That's to exclude that it's not that it's incumbent upon everybody, not on Beis Din. That's all. The drasha sir lachol echad ve'echad doesn't come to say, well, you can't do it through shomer kaona. No, you can. What do you mean lachol echad ve'echad? As opposed to being just a mitzvah on Beis Din, like counting the oval. That's the avudram. Tzilas HaPesach says in 47. That's all. Means it's an individual obligation, not a bezin obligation. It's for Kobo. Simon Don Hay says the same thing. That's different between Sirius Omer and Sirius of the Shemitah and Yovel. Okay, that's all. But it's got nothing to do with Shomer Kona. Certainly, it's a mitzvah upon every individual, but every individual has a mitzvah. Good. Every other mitzvah has a mitzvah of Kiddush also. Okay, everyone has a mitzvah of reading the Megillah too. But we do it through somebody else. The same thing over here. Now, it's interesting. There are two tshuvas in the Rashba that relate to this matter. The Shaul Tzvi Rashba in 49, Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Chav Vav. He was asked, first of all, two good questions. We're not dealing with the first one now. Well, how come the first time is Sfiras Omer, we don't say Shechiyano? That's a good kasha. Usually we do a mitzvah, the Balamor, others ask this kasha also. Usually we do a mitzvah for the first time, after not having done it a long while, we say Shechiyano. So how come the first night, second night of Pesach, when we count the Sfiras, we don't say Shechiyano? Good kasha. I'm not doing that now. Second question, our topic, why does the Shliach Tzibur, the Rashba was asked, say the bracha out loud, like we still do today. Why does the Chazan say the bracha out loud? Hare eino bala hotzi shum adam. He's not being motzi anybody. Shekol echad rechad chal rech la'atmo. Bein achi yachal hotziya. So clearly the person asking Rashba, the kasha, assumed you cannot do it to somebody else. So he wondered, why does the Chazan say the bracha out loud like we do today? What does he say out loud?
Make sure that everyone has the right date.
Oh, so that's the pashas, okay? Hopefully it's the rabbi or someone who, the rabbi knows what's going on, okay? But yeah, and a chalami, that's very possible, okay? That's just a practical matter. But he says as follows, he says, but again, clearly the assumption of the person who asked him the question, was obviously that, was that the chazan is not being motzi anybody. So he gives a teretz, he says, no. He says, Tshuva, you should know that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi people, okay? But he was talking about the bracha, okay? The bracha you can motzi people, but not the counting the omer. That's how it's implied by the Rashba. He doesn't say it straight out, okay? But what he seems to say is, what were you talking about, sir, when you asked the question? You didn't say that he led the Sira. He said the bracha out loud, okay? The bracha, it's okay to be motzi to somebody else. The Maisa Mitzvah Sira, the counting, that you have to do individually. But the bracha, you'll see somebody else. Okay, what's the problem? That's what Rashba says in that tshuva. But from that tshuva, it's mashma that he holds that sphira, the counting, actual counting, can't be yotzi somebody else, just the bracha. But as in the later tshuva, Kelek Aleph Simen Tov Nun Ches, 50, he says, when the chazin says the bracha, and everyone answers amen, so how can I now make a bracha again? Okay, you would hear the kasha. And we do that also, right? Right after the karat for Aleinu, the chazan says the broch, and he says ayom yom so and so, and everyone listens, and then they mumble to themselves also. What do you mean? Well, isn't a broch? I'll tell you what he heard the chazan. So he says, well, if you have in mind not to be yotzei, and if you didn't have it specifically in mind, he says you don't want to be yotzei that broch, therefore it's okay. But it sounds from that tshuva like he's saying it's this, you can be yotzei even the sira from the chazan. So it's a little bit possibly a contradiction within the Rashba. So that's those are the two shittas in the Rishonim we saw on the previous page, right? Some Rishonim say you can't be yotzei, and some say you can. And the same thing is a machlokas among the poskim. The Levush in 51 in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Pei Tesif Aleph, right? 51. Umitzvah kol echad miyisrael lispar laatzmo ve'ein echad yotzei b'siris chaveiro afilu omar amein. You cannot be yotzei through somebody else, even if it's amein. I don't care. Shekain mashmos is right on the chem. Say siru lachad echad echad. That's what the Gemara means. Similarly, the Chok Yaakov, Yaakov Reishu, and the Yolei Achronim, has a commentary printed on the page in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, and elsewhere called Minchas Yaakov and Torah Shalom. Anyway, in the Chok Yaakov, Simtof Peita, Sivkot and Dalin, he quotes that Aguda, 52 we saw earlier. Where was the Aguda in source? We got it right. We had the Aguda earlier on. Okay, in source. I don't have it. Okay, now that was one of the earlier sources quoted that Aguda who said you can't do it for source 40. So I'll look it back up. Okay, he says that Aguda says you can't do it through somebody else and not a shliach tzibur, not a shliach tzibur. And he says, you know what? The Rashba in that first tshuva backs me up. He said, because the Rashba in that tshuva in Kuf Chav Vav in 49 says only the bracha can be able to themselves, not tzira. What about the other tshuva? So he wants to argue the other tshuva is also talking about the bracha. Okay, they're not talking about the Sirius Omer itself, but he's also talking about the bracha. And he said that's why it's parallel to Lekichas Lulav. Every individual has to do it for himself. And he said that's what Levush says, and that's the shita of the Chok Yaakov. Okay? And he even implies that the Ramah holds that way. Because the Ramah in Aruch Haim Shem Tov Beit Tesiv Gimel 53 talks about a situation which comes up nowadays from time to time as well. Let's say there's a minyan from Mincha Maariv Shkia time, but in the Dama Maariv it's not really dark yet. Okay, and you can't count Sira, or maybe you can count. So what they would do is they would count early, and better would be to remind yourself to count again later. And when we do that, something Rabbi announced, remember that we count the Sira after 8:27 or whatever, right? So the Shulchan Aruch Ramah talks about it, and he said, even if you answered Amen, if you had in mind not to be Yotze, you can count again. So it sounds like Ramah also, just a Brochi and be Yotze, but the counting's got to be done yourself. So that's a Machokas HaPoskin. The Mogan of Ram, it's in Tov Pei Tesiv Katan Beis, right? 54. He says, if you want, you can hear the bracha from the chazan, but sofer la'atzmo, you have to count for yourself. Because brachas, we know, work through other people. That we know. Okay, but still, I'll call upon him on the second line, tzorach sheyispor ba'atzmo, because that's how he learns, like those other rishonim who say, usfartem, sheyitzvir l'chol echad ve'echad, like lulav. Okay, and he says, others quote, no, others quote from that Rashba, you can be yotze with the counting of the chazan, I don't think it's correct. Okay, and that's a question. Shomei Akon will come back to that. Your rabbi also, okay, in Simtof Peites, he says, quotes the Gemara. Simtof Peites, he quotes the Gemara. He quotes the Rashba as saying the other. He quotes Rashba as saying that if you have in mind, you can be yotze even the Sira. Okay, he learns, both groups learn the Rashba. Again, the Rashba seem to say two different things, two different tshuvas. So each group of Achonim learn both Rashbos to back up their position. Either he's talking only about the bracha, or no, he's talking about the sphere itself. So that's what's going on here, okay? But he says the Eli Rabba, like I said, that which it says, usfartem lachem l'chol echad ve'echad, that's just, look at the last words on that page, hayro lafukim esfira de shmita, shenim sol bezin, that's not talking about you can't do it this whole Shmei Kona. That's just saying, as opposed to mitzvah bezin. He said that's what the Kolbo says, yeah, budram, okay, and so on, okay? It says the same thing as other work, the Elia Zuta, which is the original commentary on the Levush, says the same thing, Simtov Peites Sikot Nala. Okay. However, the Prichodesh disagrees with this whole Yisod. Prichodesh disagrees. Prichodesh says, no, even though the Mogan of Ram and others, the Arabas seem to say you can't be Yotze through somebody else. Okay. Comes the Prichodesh, I'm sorry, you can be Yotze through somebody else. Okay. I'm sorry, they proposed. Some proposed you can't be. The Prichodesh, but that was the Levush and the Chok Yaakov. The Rabbi is the Kasha. It leaves the Tzarech in. I should have made that clear. The Eli Rabbi presents both sides. So again, to go over it again, the Levush and the Chok Yaakov both say cannot be Yotzi to somebody else, like the Aguda, like those Rishon I mentioned, who said that Al is a problem with Zeres Omer. So they hold you cannot be Yotzi to somebody else. The Eli Rabbi leaves it as a Kasha. But the Prichodesh has no kasha. Prichodesh, of course, you can be Yotzi through somebody else. Okay, that's in verse 57. He says, of course, you can be Yotzi through somebody else. Shomei Kona works in Kala Tarakula. Okay? What about the drasha? So again, he says, that's only teaching you that it's not a mitzvah tzibur. Okay? Otherwise, I think it's like the oval. Okay? And then he mentions an important point. He said, remember the Gemara in Sukkah we saw on Lamed Chesem Beis trying to figure out how do we know Shomei Ka'ona, right back in Source 31. How do we know Shomei Ka'ona? It's because of Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. They said half the Pasuk and the Chazan said half the Pasuk. Or it's in the story of this guy Shofan, the gentleman Shofan reading, King Sofer reading the Psukim before the Melech, and the Melech gets credit for reading himself. What do you need all that for? Says the Prichodesh, if it would be the case that we need a special drosha to teach me that there's no Shomei Ka'ona by Sfiras Omer, then obviously there's Shomei Ka'ona by everything else. Otherwise, what would I need a special drasha to exclude?
Finish your point. I have a question.
Yeah. You hear the Prichodesh says, What would you need a special drasha that it doesn't work by Sfiras Omer? That would prove that it does work by everything else. And yet the Gemara never says that. The Gemara tries to find, how do we know Shemei Kona works? Says the Pichadosh Altai, I know it works, because we see that you need a special drasha to say that by Sfiras Omer it doesn't work. If it doesn't work in Kol HaTorah Kula, why don't I need a special drasha to tell me it doesn't work by Sfiras Omer? That's the Pichadosh's Raya, that it works by everything else and so on. Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
So, but the interesting thing about Sfiras HaOmer, like if I'm eating an apple at the same time as someone, I get it.
Yeah.
But since you never know whether or not the other person really is still in the count, it could be very different.
Yeah, you could be out. Yeah. Well, if you're out of the count, then it's certainly a good idea to listen to the Chazon Tzedek Brocha. That's true.
No, I'm saying the opposite, right? You don't know if somebody was, you know, it's always a suffix whether or not the other person's really done it. In every other case, the apple's in front of him.
The midst of the chauffeur. That's interesting. Okay. I have to think about that one. Interesting point. A unique din by Sfiras Zalman. Okay. By the way, but the machlokes achronim, the chidah and the Birka Yosef, the chidah, the great Sfaradi posuk, Tov Beit Tes who got involved. Okay, he quotes the Aguda, and he thinks no, the Aguda didn't mean that. The Aguda didn't say our version of the Aguda. It says when I say it was the source of 40, I'm looking back. It says Tonar Abonos Tratanach Shizolach Advechem Lo Shliach Tzibur B'Shul Kulam. He thinks that's not what the Aguda meant. Not Lo Shliach Tzibur. He meant Lo Bezdin. For everybody, because he goes on to talk about the Sira of the Yovel. Bezin, right? You could learn that good. So good is not necessarily a big riot. Okay? And he quotes the Chuvah of the Rashba. It's not so clear. All right? In any event, he also seems to say that you can be Yotze. Okay? And it's interesting because by Hallel, you know, what do we do by Hallel? Our Hallel, the Chazan says the Brocha, and then we all say the Brocha. Why do we do that for? Why not just be Yotze with the Chazan? Okay, think of halal, any halal, right? The chazan says out loud the bracha, then we all say the bracha to ourselves. But says the chidah, you don't have to. You can be yotze with the chazan, start right away. So maybe that's what the Rashba is talking about. The same thing with Syria, you can be yotze with the bracha, but he thinks even the Syria can be yotze to the chazan. Some sofa also. Okay, he says in one of his tshuvas, chedek archaim, I'm sorry, it's in the tshuva, but it's also in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Tov Beit Tes on that Magen Avraham. He disagrees. He says, no, it can't be. He says a little differently. He says, a mitzvah like Sfira, what is it? Okay? It's just words. So you can be Otze through Shomer Kona. And he says that connection to Lulav is not such a strong connection. Lekachtam Lachem and Svartam Lachem. It doesn't mean it's exactly the same. Shatei Sfira Lachol Echad Ve'echad says Chassam Sofer. It means, Haino Lafuke Sfira Sayovel Shurak Lebezin. So bottom line, Rabbi Osai, is we have a machlokas. Okay, we have a machlokas haposkim, machlokas shonu, machlokas haposkim, where the Shomer Kona works by Sfiras HaOmer. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, actually, in his comment on the Shulchan Aruch, Orchaim Smitov Beites Sifala, he writes on that Magen Avraham in 60, Bim Yirtzeh Shomer HaBrocha, if you want, you can be Yotzei the Brocha through the Chazan, and that's even a good idea, he says. V'tov Shivarech Echad B'Yotzechem L'Kaim B'Rovam Hadras Melech. Right? What is Rovam Hajjah's mouth? The more people, the more glory to the king. In other words, if we're all doing everything for ourselves, even though we're in the same room, we're not doing our own thing. When you unite through somebody else, Shliach Tibur, that's a great idea. So the Rakib Eger prefers, Take, that by Sfiras HaOmer, you should let the Chazan say the Bracha. Yeah, count, you do yourself, fine, you want to avoid this machlokas. You'll do the count yourself with the brocha, the Rakib Eger, so you just take it, let the Chazan do it. The Shari Tshuva, as you got involved, 61, he says, Umdinaseno, in our lands, lo nagu lo tseis bebrichas hashatz either. Rak kolecha mebrochas over latzma, and that's what we do today. We're not Yotze, we all say it ourselves. All right? So the Mishnah Brua, coming down to more modern times, right? The Mishnah Brua says in Sivkotten Hey, Tzimtof Beit Tzimkotten Hey, he quotes the why do some say you got to mamish count it yourself? Because that's what it means. Shekol echad, the tefila chol echad ve'echad. And he says, mashma mizeh, look what Mishabu writes, it's gotten, hey, mashma mizeh, the besira eino kimo b'shar mitzvahs ha-toloi b'amira, linyan kiddush v'avdolah. It says, not like kiddush and avdolah, you can be otzei through one person. No. There you can be otzei through somebody else. Here, look at the end of the second line, v'hocha, gilsa tor de lo yotza, special special drosha. You're not yotze unless you count yourself. Avol, yesh machonim. No, that's not what it means. Kavanas haTorah is rak delomaneim. The mitzvah is what bezin levad. like we said before, so you have a neat little summary. In the Bir Halacha, he goes on in detail, right? A mitzvah, Kalechad Rechad, it's in Tov Peites 63. Now, Bir Halacha, he quotes him in Shabur Tzamachlokes, between the Poskim, the Levush and the Chokyak on one side, the Prichadosh and perhaps the Chidah on the other side, and so on. Okay? And he said the Prichadosh is Makel, and that's what the Bir Kriyosa says. And he says, I think, says the Bir Halacha, like we saw it, it's actually Machlokes we've shown him. Okay? Because he says that Rashi seems to say, and everybody's got to do it, but and then the Rashba says in the Chidushim, it should have just said, like we saw earlier, it should have just said Usfartem. The word Lachem means it's on every individual. He thinks that's what the Rashba means, although we learned you don't have to learn the Rashba that way. And the Ritz Geis says you can be able to take through somebody else. He thinks it's a Machlokas Rishonim, and he quotes other Makaris that we saw. Okay, and as far as the Rashba, you can learn that he's in either Tshuva, you can learn it either way. He's talking only about the Bracha, he's talking about the Sphira as well. So just so we have a Machlokas. We have machlokas. At the end of the day, look at the back in the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Sukkot Nei in 62, right at the very end. Mihu minug b'chol Yisrael shechol echad mivarach v'sofer la'atzmo v'ein somchin alashatz. And I think that's true. The minug throughout Klal Yisrael is every man for himself. Everyone counts up. We don't rely on the chazan. Okay. At the end, also of the Bir Halacha. He says, Alkein lechatchila, look at the last few words, last line and a half of 63. Alkein lechatchila, bevadai tzarech kol echad lispor ba'atzmo. Alkein b'dieved, in shomer chaver, v'kiven lotzes. Okay, then you can't, then you're good. And if you want to count again later, do without a brocha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, sof kol sof, he assumes that shomer kona does work. Okay, it does work. But lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. You should do it for yourself. And that's the minute. So just to finish up, I'd like to look at for a few moments just in terms of a quick lumdus. What does this machlokas revolve around? Okay, I mean, it revolves around how do we have a drusha? Right? As opposed to what we ask, right? As opposed to that it's not a job, it's not a comment only on Bezins, it comes on everybody. But of course, Shomer Kona works. Why not? It works by Kiddush and Avdala, works by everything else. Or no, means as opposed to letting it be done by somebody else. What's the machlokas revolve around? So it could be, the Machlokas suggests, that let's take a look at Shomea Ka'ona. What does Shomea Ka'ona mean? Shomea Ke'ona. What's the ke like? When we say Shomea Ka'ona, does that mean when you hear something, it's mamish like you said it? We consider it as if you said it, mamish? Or no, Shomer Kona, you get credit as though you said it. You get credit for whatever the mitzvah is. Or if you're allowed to eat because you said a bracha, you know, you didn't actually say it. Where's the nafkamina? So we mentioned earlier the Rashi in Sukkah, Naflam and Chesma Beis, back in one of the earlier sources. Okay, you don't have the number in front of me, but I think it's 32. Rashi in Sukkah, I didn't read it then, but you look back at 32. Rashi in Sukkah talks about Shomer Kona. He says, therefore, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, if you're saying you're Salon Shmona Esrei, and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, you're behind, you haven't finished, and they get up to Kedusha, you should not say Kedusha, because that's a hefsek, you're saying the Shmona Esrei, but you should listen. So says Rashi, looking now in 64, Brachas Chof Alam Beis, Tosus Dumasu Achle Agia, because of Rashi Besuke, Perkle Vagozo, the Adam is Palav Shoma Piachaz and Kadisha Kedusha, Eni Yochala Hafsek on the Tzibur, El Yishto, the Yam Timah, the Shoma Yakaone, good. However, quotes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say, no, you don't do that. Shomea Ka'ona. If you stop and listen, it's as if you said it. So it's as if you were mafsik in Yishma Esrei. You interrupt them in Yishma Esrei. They take Shomea Ka'ona very literally. It's mamish like you said it. So better just ignore it. You keep going. Forget about Kedusha. You missed it. Okay. You keep going. You sound Shema Esrei. Right? Adarabba. Look what he says in the end of the story. Is Shomea Ka'ona have afsokim shosei. Now, toast to conclude, Mikol Mokum, no, go on, Mishro, Kumar, go, we got a minute. The minig is like Rashi, but the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say nothing doing. Shomea Kaona is literal. The Rosh also quotes his Brachas Par Gimel Simon Yud Ches, right? That's the same Machlokas. Okay, he adds Rabbeinu Chananel to the list of those who say you should also be quiet, but he says Rabbeinu Tam and listen. Rabbeinu Tam and Ri said, no, that's not a good idea. Shomea Kaona Mamish. And Rabbeinu Yonah is commenting on the Riff in Brachas, Yud Gimel Beis in the page of the Riff. Dear Maschel Yesh Maksim 66. Nechel Kol Mefarshim. It's a machlokas Rishonim whether you should be quiet or not. Okay? That's not, according to Rashi, you should be quiet. You'll be Yotzei Shomei Kona, but that's when Yaakov, that's when Tam, and others say no, that makes matters worse. Right? The Ran also, in this comment on the Rif, there in Sukkah, your Testament base. The page of the Rif in Sukkah, because of Rashi one way, Others disagree, right? And the Pirish Dibur Rashi Zal Iker, he thinks Rashi is right. But the Torah presents as a machlokas. Milchus Tvila Simon Kuv Dalit. Look at 68. Kosar and Chanal Shiyishtok. Yichavin Lamash Omer Shatz. Vihei Kone. And that's what Rashi is saying. And Allah is doing. Avinu Tamari Kosar Shaino Lishtok. Okay? Same problem. The Darkei Moshe quotes other people on each side of this machlokas. Rabosai. Some suggest that that'll be our issue also. If you hold that Shomea Kone is literally like you said it, it's mamish like you said it. So good, that then you absolutely can be Yotzei through the Chazan. What do you mean? Even if you accept that the Drushas Chazal, Shatei Sfir Lecho Echad Ve'Echad, means you have to do it yourself. Yeah, yourself. Shomea Ke'ona. You did it yourself. Oh, you didn't move your mouth? So what? That's the rule of Shomea Ke'ona, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, and those are Shonen. However, if you hold like Rashi, Shomea Ke'ona is not really like you said it, then you can entertain that. No, if you believe that Shir L'chol Echad V'Echad means everyone's got to do it himself, I can't do it through somebody else because it's Shomea Ke'ona, it doesn't work that strongly. Yeah, John.
But it seems like in Sfira there's something different going on. When I stop for Kedusha,
yeah,
I'm listening to the Kedusha.
Yeah.
I'm not the main participant in the Kedusha. I'm doing it out of, you know, the...
You're listening to the Chazan.
Right, but there's no possibility that at that moment I could have been counting Sfira. I was in my Amida. There's no way I could be doing it.
And here you could have done it yourself. Yeah, okay, I understand. But okay, so that your question is comparison, but I think, you know, there are some like Rizzotti, others make this suggestion that it depends how, you know, you can go back and say, this is clarifying, you can go back and say the machlokas, the simple machlokas, revolves around whether Shomea Ka'one, I'm sorry, whether Sri Lacha Echad Be'echad means to exclude being out to somebody else, or it means to exclude that it's only a mitzvah bezin. You can say that's the machlokas. But what we're suggesting now is even if you believe that Sri L'chol Echad Ve'Echad means mamish you have to do it yourself, they could still have a machlokas. Okay? The machlokas could be where the Shomea Ka'one is, like you said, I hear your point, but that's what some suggest. That Shomea Ka'one means mamish Ka'one. So good, you did do it yourself. And the others will say, no, that's not what Shomea Ka'one means. So here, you would not fulfill it. Even if you believe that Sri L'chol Echad Ve'Echad, you would not fulfill it here. And one other possibility of what this machokas revolves around. Rabbi Kiva Eger, printed in 1771, two tshuvas from Kiva Eger. Madura Kama, Simon Lamed Aleph, and Simon Lamed Beis. They have a few simonim there, and an exchange of letters with his uncle, Rabbi Yaman Wolf Eger. So the uncle wanted a time. The issue is, can you be Yotzei Sfiras Omer by writing it? Let's say I wrote on a piece of paper, today is the 24th of the Omer, and I wrote it out. Does that count or not? So I don't go into that issue now, it's a shear by itself. But Rabbi Wolf Eger says it doesn't count, because it's got to be Bepeh. Okay, and he said that's the drasha. It's Sri L'chol Echad Ve'Echad. Everyone's got to do it, and therefore, if you wrote, it's no good. Okay. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva Eger says no, it is good. All that drasha means is that you can't do it mentally. You can't just think it, but as long as you did something, you hear? As long as you did something, that's the machlokas Rabbi Kiva Eger and his uncle. So it's possible to suggest that that's the argument here as well. Okay. If I go ahead and I listen carefully to the Chazan, that's not just mental. That isn't just a mental act. I'm paying attention. I'm listening. What do you call that? Auditory processing. I'm doing something. So that'll be good enough. Again, because that's good enough, because it says in Kiva Eger, as long as it's not just a mental act, I just kind of thought in my head, anything else is okay. But his uncle, Rabbi Yom Wolf Eger, said, no, it's got to be verbal. So that could be the same machlokas here also. You could argue that Shatei Sfir L'chol Echad Ve'Echad means I got to do it myself, yes. Okay. But now the question is, where does Shomea Ka'ona fit in? Forget the first, the other distinction we just mentioned. There's another way to look at the machlokas. According to Bekiva Eger's uncle, you have to verbalize it. Otherwise, it's not Kol Echad Ve'Echad. And that's why he says writing is no good and just listening, Mistamitza, also is no good. Kiveg himself says, not true. Okay, it's not true. Who says you have to do it verbally? I can be Yotzei to Shomei Kone. All it means is you can't be Yotzei mentally just by thinking about it. So again, that could also be what the Machlok is about. I concluded with a comment from the Tziv and our Sedra to come full cycle back to our Sedra, full circle, Yuchav Gil Emor, Perchav Gil, Pasitas Vova Yikra. He has it, and the Tziv was not averse to sort of creating his own drushes. He says, you look in the original source, back in source one, what's the Pasuk? Usfartem Lochem. And the next pasuk says tisparu again. Why do you need the verb twice? Usfartan lachomar shabbat arba arba chazur tisperu chamishim. What is tisperu? You said usfartan. Why do you need the verb twice? So he says, since it's twice, that comes to teach you that it has to be peh. Not enough to machshava. You have to be peh. Okay, again, how far you'll go, that's the machshava we talked about. But I just want to point out in the tzivah that interesting drasha. But I have to go, you don't have to go to Parshas Re'eh. Within our Parsha, we have the verb mentioned twice in two psukim. Usfartem lochem. The next pasuk, tisperu chamishim yom. So usfartem, by itself, I might have thought it's enough to do it mentally. Comes tisperu, says it's got to be verbal. And the question is now, does it have to be mamish verbal? Or can you be able to do somebody else? That's the machlokes. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mashallah, I go in Shabbos.